You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So I 1000% agree as well. I've found that whether I'm an employee or a leader in an organization or an entrepreneur, I'm always selling. I'm always getting buy-in. I'm always presenting things and ideas to people in a way that gets them on board. So having the skill set of selling is, to your point, extremely important. Now, let's get a little bit more granular. What does that mean to be good at selling? What does that mean? What are the top two things, right, that a great salesperson has in their tool belt?
To me, I mean, sales has changed a lot over the many, many years I've been doing it. But to me now, I think the two most important things are still resilience and empathy. You have to keep going and you have to be self-motivated. And so that's where the resilience comes in. You have to make yourself do lots of research and really get the data on your client and get to know them so you don't waste your pitching. But also, I think these days, you know, you're not talking about the sort of selling that used to go on of, you know, hey, look at my product, I'm wonderful. You're looking at actually communicating with people and emphasizing, having empathy with pain points or their desires, whichever it is, but relating to their emotions, and that takes empathy.
Do you think that the direction, I agree, I think that the selling has changed, right? It's a lot more about people doing business with people as opposed to products and services. Do you think we're doing a good job at it? Do you think that we could stand to have some lessons in empathy and selling? What's your take on the direction of selling? Because I think it's universally true that things have changed. I'm just curious to get your take on how are we handling that change?
I think you're absolutely right. I think it has changed hugely. But on the other hand, there are still so many people who are failing to use even fairly basic sales skills. I'm sure you do as well. I get approached on LinkedIn. You know, please, can I connect? Yeah, why? You know, I'm waiting for it. And sure enough, next email, before anything else, well, you know, why don't we sell you this? You know, no, I don't know you from Adam. You don't know me from Adam. You know, why they're still doing that? The failure rate must be colossal, and it's not how to do business, particularly business-to-business sales, B2B sales. You know, it's about building relationships and getting to know people and not even bothering to pitch if it's not a match. It's okay not to pitch. If you're not going to get the work, it's better not to pitch.
I found my personal approach is the farmer mentality. I love to cultivate. I love to plant seeds. I love to, you know, to nurture the relationships and watch them grow. And then at some point, if what we do, what I do matches what they need, then they think of me. And honestly, that's the long way around, I feel sometimes, but I think that's the deeper, more authentic way around.
100%. And I think it's also what creates lasting, valuable relationships that will pay off 10 million times more in the long run. You know, you might hit a lucky sale doing short-term stuff, but they're not going to feel involved with you. They're not going to feel responsible towards you or friendship towards you, you know, be it even a business friendship, but there just won't be a relationship there. It'll be a quick transactional thing only. Whereas what you're talking about is absolutely right. And, you know, you're talking about a complementary relationship where both parties develop and benefit. And that's what lasts, of course.
So what are some tips that you have over the years, things that you've done and do that has set you apart as a great seller? I'm making the assumption that you're a great seller because you're here. You have persevered and you're persistent and you're still doing great business. So I'm making that assumption that that's because you're great at what you do and you're an awesome seller.
Well, thank you. I do think perseverance has got a lot to it. I mean, we all get days where we get absolutely nowhere And, you know, for non-salespeople, I think are more prone to thinking that's it, it's pointless, it's no good. But the true salespeople know that by keeping going, they will get there. So I do think perseverance is high on the list. I think listening is huge. You know, it used to be when I was interviewing for a sales team, I'd say, what do you think the most important skill is for a salesperson? And virtually nobody ever said listening, whereas I would have done, because if you don't listen to your clients or customers, depending on what business you're in, if you don't listen to those people, how on earth are you ever going to know what they actually need and relate to those needs? It's crazy. You know, so I think listening skills is right up there. And a skill of drawing out and being interested in people so as you get them to talk, I think is also important. Very, very different from the old skills I was taught when we were young. You're probably much, much too young. But, you know, to shove stuff onto people, whatever, it's about getting them to talk and to listening to it now.
So what are you listening for specifically? Do you have key questions that you're asking? And don't give away the farm, but is there a framework that you use? Because I hear you when you say you want to listen, but I'm thinking that's probably a little bit more strategy than that, than just listening, right? You want to listen for key things. Give some tips. What are we listening for specifically?
Well, of course, yeah, I probably was generalizing because you've got to bear in mind that I'm lucky in I interview a lot of people now. And so then, of course, you are just listening and chatting to people and drawing them out. If you're selling something like I did in the old days, I agree, it's got to be slightly more specific. You've got to draw them out on finding out what matters to them. What, if you're selling B2B, what in their business are the points that would be helpful to find a solution for, their pain points, as we call them. Where are they not getting solutions at the moment? What would they like to happen? All those sort of things reveal opportunities. You know, even if it's not what you do at the moment, you can refine what you do to suit them if it's economic and sensible to do so. But it's listening to what's going on with their business, even if it's only listening to what's going on in their market, you're still adding to your knowledge of what's going on, which will mean you're more informed when you talk to other people and more able to go back to them with something intelligent and useful to say later. So I think, you know, there is no such thing as wasted knowledge. I used to annoy everybody. When I was running a business, I would write such copious notes about any conversation I had with a client, from where they'd been on holiday to their children's schools or whatever. But, you know, that built that relationship. So I felt I knew them very well and they felt they knew me. And it was really interesting because I did it all on the phone. And yet I found after I'd done it for a few years, people would say, oh, see you next time you're in. And I'd never been there. But they felt they knew me so well, they assumed that we'd had a personal face-to-face relationship at some stage. And that's what you're aiming to do, I think.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.